जय नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की गुरु परंपरा की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी की श्री श्री रसिकानंद दास बाबा ठाकुर की All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyay vacha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Om adnyana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity to glorify Rasikananda Thakur today. I sincerely beg for blessings of each and every one of you, especially Prabhupada disciples who are present here, and everyone online. So grateful to you. If I say something, the credit goes to my guru, and if I make a mistake, please correct me and please forgive me. So I recently read His Holiness Sachinandan Swami's book, Living Name. Anybody has heard it? Read it? Living Name. It's a wonderful book on chanting holy name, how to be absorbed in chanting Krishna's names. It's just every year I can read it again and again. And it says that, Sachinandan Swami says in the book, the goal of this book is not to give information, but to bring about transformation. It is not to give the information, but to bring about the transformation. And a book can really do that. A similar book is Rasika Mangala. It's written by Rasikananda Thakur's disciple, Gopi Jana Vallabha. It's a very beautiful book. Rasikananda is a very glorious Vaishnava who appeared 56 years after Lord Chaitanya departed. And this book, I thought first, this is exaggeration, but so many wonderful things, and I'm referring to that book only. It is written by his disciple Gopi Jana Vallabha, and to invoke the blessings of Rasikananda and his disciples, I'll read Mangal Charan prayer. If you can repeat, that will be great. We'll see how it goes. The wicked age of Kali keeps one in the ultimate darkness of ignorance. The devotees who endeavor to preach are the only ones who can destroy it. Listening to the qualities of Krishna can surely help us cross over the material world. However, listening to the glories of pure devotee bestows upon one love of God. Give up all unnecessary occupations, and listen to the qualities of Rasikananda. In this way, eliminate the misery of material existence. Rasikananda is the crest jewel of Vaishnavas. And he is our life and soul. Whoever develops faith in him and hearing his qualities will quickly attain the shelter of his lotus feet. And this is very interesting, and the last one. The snakes in hell, the gods in heaven, and the wise people on earth all hanker to listen to his glories. Isn't that amazing? So this is Rasika Mangala, and now that we have invoked the prayers, we hope we benefit from the realizations in this book. So he was born to Sri Achyutananda, and at that time, Bengal and Orissa, there was hardly anybody who was following religion. If people saw Harinam, they would beat up Kirtaniyas. If they saw Vaishnavas, they would call them beggars and say, put them in the wilderness. And if they saw sadhus or pilgrims, they would rob on their way to holy places. So it was just excruciating circumstances. And these harassed and abused Vaishnavas prayed, Lord, please bless these people who are attacking us. Bestow upon them your bhakti. Please send a servant of yours, because we cannot no longer bear this suffering. And it reminded me of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayers. Please send me a ray of Vishnu. Krishna, being Bhaktavatsala, granted their wish and sent Rasikananda. He appeared in 1590 in the town of Royani or Rohini, near river Suvarna Rekha. Suvarna means gold, Rekha is line. And literally, that village somehow was pious because of his father, Achyutananda, and his mother, Bhavani. They were rich zamindars, but they were very pious, and so were people of Rohini. When Rasikananda appeared from the womb of his mother, the whole house filled up with the effulgence. His eyes were like lotus petals, his broad forehead, his face was moon-like. He had a black curly hair. He had nicely shaped ears, he had firm nose, and it says that he had a broad chest that charmed the three worlds. And his color, complexion, was a light bluish black, like Krishna. And there were marks on his lotus feet. At around 6 months of age, at the Annaprashan or grain ceremony, Rasikananda saw Srimad Bhagavatam and he started crying. The tears were rolling on his cheeks. And he quickly crawled to Srimad Bhagavatam and grasped it, embraced it. At age 5, he went to Gurukula. And the teacher, regular teacher, he was slowly so impressed with Rasikananda, he said, all glories to your parents. They are so fortunate to have a son like Shuka and Vyasa. His explanations, Rasikananda's explanations of the Srimad Bhagavatam have opened my eyes. So this is 5-year-old child. From young age, Rasikananda was offering respect to Tulsi Devi. And at 7-8 age, when kids are playing in the, you know, they are sometimes throwing a ball and breaking the windows. But Rasikananda, his favorite thing is to inspire all the kids and run around the village doing Harinam. And if anyone, because like we said, there were hardly any Vaishnavas left that time. And if anybody took Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even mockingly, he would go and touch their feet. Whenever he saw Tulsi Devi, he would offer his service to Tulsi Devi. He was very attached to Tulsi and offering prayers to Tulsi. And at the age of 6, so this is really little child, he started chanting 64 rounds. It says that his parents would not be able to feed him anything until he was done with his 64 rounds. And at 7-8, he's also already doing Harinam every day. And he's also doing Tulsi service and he's going to school. Imagine full-time jobs. This is really exemplary. So when their kids would go on Harinam, because they knew he's a son of a rich person, some people would come out, give rasgulla, gulab jamuns, etc. And he would not accept, he would offer it to Tulsi Devi, circumambulate around Tulsi Devi, and he would give away all that prasadam. He would distribute all this prasadam to his friends and to anyone else who would take it. So this is Acharya, one who teaches by example. And sometime later, his parents arranged for his marriage. He obliged. But it is written that soon after his marriage, he was spending most of his time studying Srimad Bhagavatam with advanced devotees. And one time he even told his father, who is as rich as Kuvera, "My dear father, everything is Maya basically. The only true wealth is Krishna. Krishna's devotees are reality, and Krishna is the only truth." So can you imagine saying something like that at such a young age? But he was detached from the family and wealth, but he truly cared for everybody around him. We'll see that later. So many years went by, and one day after finishing his japa, he was in the forest this day. Krishna appeared to him. So he has finished all his rounds. He's an older person, he's married. And Krishna appeared to him. And the whole forest was, effulgent. And Krishna came in his threefold bending form. And he said, "My dear Rasikananda, your spiritual guide is Shyamananda Pandit. He's my beloved devotee. And he will deliver all beings by instructing them in pure devotional service to me. By serving him, you will attain my lotus feet." And he said, "I will be in your heart always." This is Krishna directly giving him instruction. Now at this very same moment, Rasikananda's spiritual master, Shyamananda Pandit, was chanting in Vrindavan. And he got the same message. Krishna appeared to him and he said, "My dear Shyamananda," this is Shyamananda Pandit, "Rasikananda is one of my favorite devotees. Please go to Utkal," that is Orissa, because they had moved to Utkal nearby, "and meet him there and then give him initiation. Together, the two of you should preach about pure devotion to me and deliver all the inhabitants of Orissa." So following the Lord's order, Shyamananda independently left Vrindavan and went to his town, Ghanashila. This is the name of town. Somewhere else it's mentioned, Ghantashila. And he arrived when Rasikananda was attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. Now Shyamananda is also very charming looking, golden figure, beautiful eyes, and everybody were awestruck by his beauty, and Srimad Bhagavatam class automatically stopped for a bit. And as soon as Shyamananda Pandit saw Rasikananda Thakur, he said, please hear carefully, "In seeing you, I have found the future of Vaishnavism. In seeing you, I have found the future of Vaishnavism." And this is very significant because Lord Chaitanya had disappeared just 56 years ago, and a few years later this happened, so maybe 70, 75, 80 years. And they were worried about the future of Vaishnavism. And when Shyamananda Pandit saw him, he was so happy, so exhilarated. And this reminds us of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, saying the similar thing. Some sannyasis were complaining, "Oh, this Abhay Babu, he's a gruhastha, he's just giving little donation here or there, but we are sannyasis, like pay more attention to us." And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur shunned them away and said, "Be quiet. In time, he will do everything." And he did. And so we see that similarity. Then Shyamananda and Rasikananda spent many days together chanting, discussing Krishna Katha. And Shyamananda Pandit again said, "Krishna will ever remain in your heart. You are the embodiment of the loving image of Krishna." And again confirming Krishna's words, "I shall deliver all beings through you." And then at that very moment, he initiated Rasikananda. He also initiated Rasikananda's wife and named her Shyamadasi. Initiated children, at least two, their names are mentioned, Radha Nanda Thakur and Sri Devaki Devi Dasi. And it says that it's very nice to be able to glorify a Vaishnavi. It says that I worship Thakurani Shyamadasi. I believe this is in Rasikan Mangal. I worship Thakurani Shyamadasi, the wife of Rasikananda, an embodiment of pure devotion. She was a disciple of Shyamananda, a devoted wife, and a mother to all. All the world knows that she worshipped Govinda throughout her life. And then moving on, Shyamananda Pandit invited Rasikananda to visit him in Vrindavan. Few months later, he was leaving. Wife said, "Please take us." And Acharya says this is very important instruction. Rasikananda said to his wife, "Please stay back and do service to Vaishnavas. It is equivalent to serving millions of tirthas, pilgrimage. It's equivalent to going to thousands of tirthas and doing pilgrimage." And I'm really going very fast because we have two appearance days. But if you really want to hear the nectar, please listen to Indradyumna Swami's class. It's just 1 hour, 15 minutes. And it's amazing glorification of this exalted devotee. And then he visited Mathura. He saw Govardhan and, he fell unconscious. He discussed Krishna Katha with devotees, senior devotees, and Guru Maharaj. And he came back. When he came back, some politics had happened. And he had to leave his father's everything, Kuvera-like property, and they left with just the clothes they were wearing. He was so detached. They just left with the clothes, and he went to small village, Kashipur, and they built a small, simple home, lived there. And then soon, his guru arrived with the deities. The deities are named Gopi Ballabaraj. Or Gopi Ballabarai, and they're very beautiful in Kashipur. And then Shyamananda Pandit changed the name of the place to Gopi Ballapur. Gopi Ballapur. So it seems like a bona fide tradition and happening today too. Maybe we can change to Radheshampur, Gainesville can be Krishnaville, who knows. And then this town is still called the same thing after 450 years. One day, Shyamananda Pandit said, "My dear disciple, I beg a special kind of alms from you. Deliver all living beings and give them the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bestow pure devotional service upon everyone. Travel from one household to another and induce everyone you meet to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And this started a new chapter in his life. And this is unprecedented. He started initiating disciples while his spiritual master was actively preaching. And it says that because of this, they achieved glorious results. There were 3,500 centers. You know, just from no devotees, irreligion, they went to 3,500 centers. And they preach like crazy. And then there were so many Muslims, there were so many kings, they were converted. There was one Muslim king, and it was read today in short. Muslim king, he was atrocious. And those villagers came to Rasikananda, said, please help, please come to our village. And Rasikananda went there, and this king would not be able to sleep until he had murdered 2-3 people. I mean, some people, they drink, and otherwise they cannot go to sleep. Others, I don't know what. But this is how the king was. And in even worse, he had a mad elephant to whom even the king could not control. When they heard Rasikananda had come and he was doing Krishna Katha in nearby village, they put a lot of liquor to this elephant, and he was already wild, and then his eyes became red and he was really looking to attack. And Rasikananda was so calm. You know, Rasikananda said, okay, I will go. Everybody was running away, and Rasikananda went in front of that elephant. And he really spoke to the super soul of this elephant. And elephant, like, why are you doing these wild things? Don't you know about Krishna? And it awoke this elephant super soul. Can you believe? Indradumna Swami says very nicely, Radhana Swami also talks about this incident many times. Can you believe if you have complete faith in Guru and Krishna? And what can you achieve? You can tame a wild elephant. And then, this way, and next time another Malicha king was converted. And this is a very funny story. He fell asleep in Bhagavatam. He was distracted in his Bhagavatam class just for 2 minutes. Or 2 seconds, sorry. And Rasikananda's disciple slapped him. His name is Ramakrishna. He slapped him because he was distracted for a couple of seconds. Oh my God, it's impossible to imagine that kind of attention. And the king's minister were about to kill this Ramakrishna Das. And somehow the king became conscious and he wept. And he embraced this Ramakrishna Das. He said, and he took, he discussed Krishna Katha with Rasikananda. I think he took initiation, but I'm not so sure. And after this, one time Rasikananda was invited, Shamananda sent a letter to Rasikananda, and he was eating, just had taken first bite. Letter arrived. People read the letter a few bites later. It said, come to me. Shamananda said to Rasikananda, come to me. He immediately left that bite. In the middle of the pitch dark night, when it was raining a lot, like a torrent of rain, he started walking. And soon he reached his Guru Maharaj. Can you imagine such kind of dedication to Guru? I pray that I have that one day. And Guru Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj say, go in the jungles. Now you have preached in the other, elsewhere. Now go in the jungles and hold the festivals. So this kind of preaching he has done. Go in the jungles. And it says that not only elephants, the first earlier elephant, Sri Gopal Das, Rasikananda gave him name Sri Gopal Das. He became Vaishnava, Rasikananda gave him Mahamantra, and he was always serving Vaishnavas. He would come and hear Bhagavatam. He would come and attend kirtans. And whenever Rasikananda or any of the Vaishnavas were lost in the jungle, he would find them alms. He would cook for them. Anytime he heard the name Rasikananda, he would offer them obeisances. He was a very exalted. Elephants also became Vaishnavas. It says that 2 tigers became Vaishnavas. And Rasikananda his glories were spread all throughout. And so many disciples he made, millions, millions. And then Lord Krishna appeared to Rasikananda and said, it is time to go. And he gathered his disciples next morning, and he said, time has come to close this chapter. I have preached for 40 years. And there was a tumultuous kirtan. Rasikananda and the disciples went to Kirchor Gopinath in Remuna. It says that he touched the feet of the deity, and Rasika Mangal book that I read, translation by Bhakti Vikas Swami, says he disappeared in the deity. And others say he departed. And there is a samadhi in Remuna. As soon as the Guru Maharaj departed, 8 of his main disciples, they dropped their mrudangas, they dropped their kartals, and they also departed. Such is attachment to a pure devotee. And I pray at your lotus feet that I may have that attachment, and we may always appreciate Rasikananda. Thank you. My honor to reintroduce Sri Gaurangi. She is a great mother, great wife, devoted to the community in serving. She is devoted to Srimad Bhagavatam, and she does so many services, sewing for the deities, festivals, and everything. And she is going to enlighten us about Jagannath Das Babaji. Hare Krishna.
I'd like to first ask all of you for your blessings so that I may properly glorify Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jai Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Varsana Swamini Tinamini Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshtarini. Thank you, Nandini Kishori, for allowing me to share your class. As Nandini Kishori Mataji Devi mentioned, it is important to glorify the acharyas to get their blessings, to re-solidify our faith in Krishna, the Vaishnavas, and the process, and also to keep our hearts soft and compassionate. So I'd like to start off with getting the blessings from Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj by reciting his pranam mantra. If you know it, please chant along with me. Gauravir bhava bhumestvam nirdeshta sajana priya vaishnava sarvabhoma shri jagannathaya te namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, who is respected by the entire Vaishnav community and who confirmed the discovery of the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was born in 1780. He was born from a respectable family in the Tangail district of eastern Bengal, which is now known as Bangladesh. He lived for 145 years. He took initiation from Jagadananda Goswami of Vrindavan and took Babaji Dvesh, or Babaji cloth, from Madhusudan Das Babaji, who took initiation from Sri Uddhava Das in the lineage of Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan. He was a Shiksha Guru of our Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Actually, it was Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur who gave him the name Sarvabhoma, which means commander-in-chief of all the Vaishnavas. He first met Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur in 1880 when he was 100 years old. And the second time he met him was in 1891 on Ekadasi day. And both of them chanted all night long about Krishna Katha. And it was then that Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj asked Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to preach the glories of Gaura all throughout India and, if possible, throughout the world. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj preached by example the importance of renunciation. This is something we should not imitate, his level of renunciation. But it is an important fundamental principle for all of us that we need to cultivate gradually. It is important because if we want to change the consciousness of others to let go of their material attachments and to take to spirituality and our Krishna consciousness, then we too cannot be attached to the material world. So he was a Babaji, and a Babaji is one who renounces the world and just hears and chants the holy name of Krishna all day long. Of course, it is important that one does not imitate this. True and serious Babajis chant 300,000 names a day, which is about 192 rounds. In the Gaudiya lineage, there was no practice at that time of the sannyas order. We see that the six Goswamis, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, they were all Babajis. So at that time, renunciation meant to take Babaji. And when one was a Babaji, they would wear white cloth as well as the householders. And since many of the Babajis were not following strictly that sacred level was not revered or seen as so sacred. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj reintroduced the sannyas order for the sake of preaching. And this enabled the renunciate to travel and preach while in the saffron color. And our glorious Srila Prabhupada, gave us supreme mercy and grace that we, all of us, can be empowered to spread the holy names regardless of our ashram, our gender, our age, our status in life. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also stated that sannyas is not a state of dress, it is a state of consciousness where one is fixed in service to the holy name. He would spend 6 months in Vrindavan, then 6 months in Navadvip, and then 6 months in Vrindavan, and 6 months in Navadvip, till his final days where he stayed in Navadvip. In Vrindavan, he had a bhajan kutir at Suryakund. He also composed the Panchatattva mantra that we chant before each round in japa. He performed incredible austerities. During Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, he would chant all day long, and way after sunset, and that's when he would minimally take his prasadam. In the first month, he would eat only 4 bananas daily after chanting all his rounds. In the second month, he would eat only guavas. In the third month, he would only drink whey. And in the last month, he would only eat banana flowers without salt. Jagannath Babaji Das Babaji Maharaj also had a personal vrat to his deities that he would do 1,000 obeisances daily to them, and he followed this even up to the time of his death. So I would like to share some amazing and auspicious pastimes, and the sources for these were from classes by His Holiness Indradyumna Swami and His Grace Amarendra Prabhu. And their sources include Gora Parshada Charitavali, Gaudiya Vaishnav Jivana, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's autobiography, Swalikita Jivani. And I also referenced some material from Rupa Vilas Prabhu's new book, Babaji Maharaj. Street Sweeper. One day, a street sweeper gave Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj a chapati. He respected that prasad and honored it. This alarmed the high-class gentlemen of Vrindavan. So a large group of citizens of Vrindavan came to Babaji Maharaj and asked him, "You are the crest jewel of all of Vrindavan. It pains us to hear anyone criticizing you, but now everyone is talking about you. How is it that you, a pure saint, accepted food from the hand of someone so low as a street sweeper?" Babaji Maharaj's reply, "Sirs, before descending from the spiritual world to this planet, Lord Krishna ordered 88,000 saints to take birth from various families of Vraja. And since that time, those saints have engaged themselves in the service of the holy Dham. That sweeper from whom I accepted that roti was one of those 88,000 saints. She should be worshipped." All the men offered their obeisances and immediately asked for forgiveness. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, "You go ask her for forgiveness. You don't ask me, you ask her." There's a beautiful puppy pastime. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had a servant, Bihari Das, who used to carry him in a basket, as Babaji Maharaj's body was severely bent due to old age. Every day while Babaji Maharaj was sitting, about 4 to 5 puppies would come to lick his plate and honor the prasadam with him. Bihari Das saw this and drove away and shooed away the puppies. Babaji Maharaj scolded Bihari, saying, "Bihari, if you wish to drive these dogs away, you may take my plate away as well. I shall not eat today." Bihari was very protective of Babaji Maharaj and protested, "But Guru Maharaj, these dogs are not clean." Babaji Maharaj said, "No, these dogs are Dham Vasis, residents of the holy Dham. You must treat them with respect." This is a good lesson for all of us, to be careful when in the holy Dham, not to disrespect any living entity. One day, one of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's sons had a chronic disease. His health was not improving and the doctors couldn't help. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought his son to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj asked the boy to take the tulsi from his Thakurji's bowl of prasadam and then to roll in the dust of the yogapith. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made his son do these two things, and by evening the boy started getting better. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj instructed a 12-year-old Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to make the Gaudiya Vaishnav calendar that we have today, listing the appearance days and disappearance days of the holy days, Vaishnavacharyas. One day, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj requested his servant, Bihari Das, to read to him from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bihari Das was illiterate, so he was a little shy. He couldn't read a word. So Babaji Maharaj said to him, "Simply look at the shlokas and you'll be able to recite them." So Bihari Das started to do this. About an hour later, Bihari Das was able to recognize and read all the words. And very soon, he was lovingly and eloquently narrating the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita for Babaji Maharaj. Such is the power of the Guru. Srila Prabhupada said, "Along with the instructions of the spiritual master comes the ability to execute them." One day, a wealthy businessman in Navadvip, his name was Srinath Rai, came to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and asked, "Babaji Maharaj, please show me some magic. Can you make gold or vibhu appear from thin air?" Babaji Maharaj said, "I do not know magic. I only know to chant the holy name." But Srinath Rai insisted. Suddenly, Babaji Maharaj picked up a stick and started banging it on the floor, speaking loudly, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" Srinath Rai thought maybe he had insulted Babaji Maharaj and said, okay, I'm leaving, I'm leaving." Babaji Maharaj put the stick down and said, No, I was not telling you. You have not offended me." Srinath Rai asked who the Babaji Maharaj was banging the stick at. And Babaji Maharaj explained, "At Lokanath Goswami's kund in the courtyard, there is a tulsi plant. One goat was coming there to eat the leaves." Srinath Rai thought, "How can this Babaji Maharaj, who is in Navadvip, be saying that there's a goat eating leaves from a tulsi plant in the courtyard of Lokanath Goswami's kund all the way in Vrindavan?" So he sent a paid telegram to Radha Kund and got confirmation that there was a goat at Lokanath Kund that was causing disturbance by eating leaves from the tulsi plant, and that suddenly there was a sound of a stick banging, and then the goat left. Then Srinath Rai understood that Babaji Maharaj was a very exalted soul. When Bihari Das, Babaji Maharaj's personal servant, asked why did Babaji Maharaj actually perform magic, Babaji Maharaj replied that the boy, Srinath Rai, was faithless. Babaji Maharaj said that he didn't like to do this type of magic, but he had to bring the faithless to Krishna. There were many imposter Babaji's imitating Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. One time a professional Bhagavatam speaker came to him and asked for instruction. Babaji Maharaj told him that he was speaking Bhagavatam to fill his belly. He told the speaker to give up speaking Bhagavatam as a profession, to take up something else as a profession, and then to speak on Bhagavatam selflessly. The speaker surrendered and gave up his Bhagavatam profession and followed Maharaj. This made Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj very happy. Whenever there was a roaring kirtan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would jump up out of the basket and would dance like a lion, even though he was over 100 years old. He would chant, Nitai ki naam enechere. Oh, Nityananda, what a wonderful name you have brought to this world. Babaji Maharaj was 6 feet tall in full length, and he would jump 3 to 4 feet in the air when dancing. In his pranam mantra, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj helped to discover this yoga peeth, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had been searching for Lord Chaitanya's birthplace for some time. And the various mohantas, or the head priests, would claim that the birthplace was near their temple, so they would attract all the pilgrims to bring donations to their temple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking at old maps and speaking with sadhus. He could see the fields of Mayapur from his home, so one day, while he was looking outside at the fields, he saw in a forest of tulsi plants a palm tree. And from that palm tree came a mystical light. In his heart, he realized that this was the actual birthplace. But he thought, if I say this is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, many people may not agree. But if Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sarvabhauma, commander-in-chief of all the Vaishnavas, say that this is so, then the people may accept. So he had Bihari Das bring Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in the basket to that place in the fields. At that very spot, Babaji Maharaj leaped out of the basket and started dancing like a madman. This was confirmation for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This was confirmation for the people there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a temple there, which is still existing today. And Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also instructed that deities be made of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi in one, and to be worshipped in one building. And in another building, a deities of Mahaprabhu with Lakshmi Devi and Vishnupriya Devi on either side of him. And that deities of Panchatattva should be worshipped at Sri Srivasangam. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's final instruction to his followers, never forget that Gaura is more merciful and benevolent than Krishna. Krishna is just like a ruler who takes into account your offenses in his administration of justice, but Gaura does not. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's departure. At 10 o'clock in the morning in a bhajan kutir in Navadweep town, the old general of the Vaishnavas went to the eternal abode. Siddha Babaji Mahashaya went to the spiritual world, leaving this world in darkness. Our mundane eyes will no longer be able to behold this ecstatic dancing and kirtan, but he bestows blessings on us from his place in that eternal abode. So I would like to just recite 10 instructions that were given by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj before he left. 1, don't associate intimately with persons who are of the opposite gender, those who are not favorable for Krishna consciousness, and those devotees who are hypocritical in their spiritual life. 2, don't eat anything from someone who is not serious about their bhakti. 3, if you want to get Krishna, chant a fixed number of rounds every day and don't chant one round less than that fixed quota, even if it's a matter of life and death. 4, take shelter of Navadweep Dham. One who does this and does Gaura Bhajan, very quickly they will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. 5, to keep one's eating and dress very simple. Don't try to enjoy the senses. 6, see the material reversals as the supreme mercy or the supreme grace of God. 7. Never beat the drum of self-glorification or beat the drum of others' faults. 8. Don't cultivate laziness on the pretext of solitary bhajan. 9. Don't pull lakhs and lakhs of inattentive rounds. Don't pull the beads like a rope. It's better to cultivate vegetables in the backyard of a pure Vaishnav by Vaishnav Seva. First, by serving great Vaishnavas, Nama Ruchi, the taste for the holy name, will arise. And 10. Don't imitate senior Vaishnavas. Follow their examples. Don't try to walk, talk, or sing like them, or do mannerisms like them. Take their instructions and follow their examples. May Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj bestow his blessings upon us so that we can uphold our spiritual vows. May we take his instruction to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur of spreading Krishna consciousness to everyone, to our hearts. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. If anyone else would like to recite any pastime they know of either of these two great personalities, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.
Kripa sindhu vyai vichar patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavyo namo namah.